Welcome to the Wild West for another week. You're here with Mad Mick and Steve.
That's right.
Yeah, it's just you and I again, Mick. Just two more weeks and then...
Yeah.
Well, actually, no. This is our last episode as a podcast and radio next week.
Yep.
And sorry, Mick. Go on.
And I get to ride my steed on the way in and ride out.
You do, the Wild West, yes.
Yeah, the Wild West. Hey, who is silver and we?
On the program this week, we talk a lot about cricket because cricket took over the world this week.
Oh, cricket. Huh.
A lot of crying, though, which was the best bit, I think.
Boo-hoo.
Oh, poor guys. Also television and sport. A lot of sport as well. A lot of television, a bit of movies.
Hmm.
Also the stadium backflip we get into.
One thing I forgot to tell you is the Monkeys TV series is on ABC. It starts on Sunday. It's pretty good.
There's your free plug for the ABC. All right, you can find us on SaturdayNightLive.com. Welcome back to the program. You are here with Mick and Steve. Mick, it is time for Mad Mick Presents.
Yeah, Mad Mick Presents. I'm very mad about how the upper 20% of the society who are on fair, good, high incomes are always complaining about the people on the dole or the people on benefits on low incomes.
Well, that's it. Anglicare did their research this week.
Yeah, Anglicare did a research and it's very, very exciting.
You know, we thought we'd have a look at this because there was such a lot of conversation about what the burden of welfare was, what the cost of welfare was. So we thought, well, let's flip that and have a look at what the cost of all tax concessions is. Now, amazingly, when we looked at some tax concessions, including things like negative gearing and superannuation concessions, the overall flow, it wasn't trickling down, it was gushing up. The tax concessions going to that top income group are six times the cost of Newstart, over six times. Put another way, every Australian worker is paying $37 a week for the concessions that flow to that top 20%.
And what's wrong with that, Mick?
Right, these are the same people who are always bagging people of being on a dole or bagging people who have been on the pension, yeah? No, the ones who are getting more money out of the government than anyone else. So why should we have to subsidise them? They're always complaining about subsidising the poor.
And what are they putting the money towards, though?
Oh, superannuation, tax deductions as negative gearing and stuff like that.
Right, and why did they want to do the research into this to see where it's going and what's happening?
See where it's going, yeah.
See how much is being spent.
Yeah. And Anglicare do deal with a lot of poor people.
Well, they do, that's right. And
And in Victoria this week, they released a power stress document talking about how last year there was a certain amount of people getting disconnected every week because they can't afford the power and gas.
Yep.
And it's increased by another a third. This year. Everywhere else hasn't, but Melbourne has.
Why just in Melbourne? Are they using more?
Just in Victoria.
Are they using more? Like, why is that?
Oh, I don't know. It could be. The only thing I can put down to is they might have had an increase in their power use, in the cost of power.
Which could be, yes.
Yeah. Or a lot more people are not getting haven't had any pay rises, and they are having to spread their things out more because other things are going up, like Medicare or health benefits and stuff like that. Health, and these ones who are going out are generally not the poor are generally the ones who have got a bit more money than the rest of us.
Is that because
the ones who are working, the working poor?
Oh, the working poor. Is that because they want to keep every cent of it because they know how bad it can get?
No. It's just greed for the power thing.
Okay.
What they should be doing is saying, how much does it cost to generate?
Yeah.
Okay, the government should say, right, if it costs this amount to generate and you've got bills up this way, you should only have to pay an extra 10 or 15% on top of what it costs to generate. Because what it does is we want to be competitive to overseas and our government wants us to cut taxes for the rich again, where if you cut the power bills, it makes it much more affordable for everyone.
But they don't want to do that because they want more money, right, the government?
No, the government's not got it. It's the privateers
who own
the thing. Because they were sold to us as you will sell it off and you'll get cheaper power, cheaper gas, What's happened? Completely the opposite.
But is that because it costs a lot to run and maintain?
It costs a lot to run.
You don't think
that
so?
It was just logic.
Right.
Is if a government can run a power company, they don't have to make very much profit. If it is a private concern, they have to make big profits for their shareholders. So who should have the thing?
Yeah, well, that's it. It should be government. But then the shareholders won't want to give it up either.
No, who built the all the infrastructure? Who builds the infrastructure? The government.
Yeah, and then they sell it off.
Yeah, and they sell it off.
Is selling off things bad though?
Very bad, because it's Sydney or New South Wales got the most tollways in Australia.
Yes,
and the government's putting money in. The state government's putting money in. The federal government's getting money in. And who's getting the result? Private business.
Yeah, I find that weird with the tolls, because didn't the taxpayer pay for the roads to be built, and then they sold it off, and then then they got to pay the tolls?
Yeah.
I know. I had this conversation.
Stupid. It is stupid. It's not logical. It's only greed.
I can understand why people would be pretty angry about that, which makes sense.
Yeah.
All right, Mick.
Who you're affecting your parents, and to see the way my old man's been. And
thanks, everybody.
And my mum.
Now, Mick, why is Steve Smith crying? That, for everyone that doesn't know, is the cricketer Steve Smith. This week in cricket, took the world by storm, right?
Yeah.
Ball tampering.
Mm.
Why is he crying exactly?
He wants to get sympathy and get back into the cricket when he get after his suspension of 12 months.
Well, that's it, because, well, he's got a kind of bad 12-month suspension, but then pretty much 2 years to become captain again.
Oh, you won't get captain.
No, he'll never get captain again, but those are the rules. Pretty horrible sanctions, though.
No, but if you're a drug cheat, you get banned for... That's any form of cheating.
Yes.
Drug ones are the most prevalent ones. They get banned for 1 year, 2 years. You have a look at the tennis player, that...
Yeah.
The Russian tennis player, she got banned for just using legal drugs.
Oh, that's it. Maria Sharapova.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, we should start properly, Mick. We'll go to the proper press conference Steve Smith went to this week.
Teammates, to fans of cricket all over the world, and to all Australians who are disappointed and angry, I'm sorry. What happened in Cape Town has already been laid out by Cricket Australia. Tonight, I want to make clear that as captain of the Australian cricket team, I take full responsibility. I made a serious error of judgment, and I now understand the consequences. It was a failure of leadership, of my leadership.
Now, Mick, this type of thing, for such young guys, it's got to be playing on their mind.
Yeah, they know. When you make it where win at all costs, that's not game. That's not a sport. It's just very bad, because it doesn't show sportsmanship. You don't have to win to enjoy sport.
Well, that's it. It's mostly... Well, that's not true to a point, Mick, especially when sponsors are involved and money's involved and contracts. And they're not playing for recreation. They're playing for a stake here.
This is professional sport.
Well, that's it.
Yeah.
So I can understand why they'd be upset.
Yeah, but the best way, if you want to get sympathy, it's like a woman. If they want to get their husband to sympathise with them, they just cry.
And babies too?
Yeah.
My niece does it all the time.
Yeah. Bob Hawke did it twice. He got sympathy out of it. When his daughter was found to be a heroin addict, or when the Chinese had the problem in Tiananmen Square. Mm. Yeah.
Well, Steve Smith wasn't the only person to cry this week over what happened.
Don't cry over spilt milk.
No, I don't. But they are crying because their careers may be over. Cameron Bancroft was also one of the people that was upset of what happened, because he was involved as well.
Mm. I tell you.
Thank you very much for coming along, everyone. I've had time to reflect on the events in Cape Town and on the punishments handed down to me by the ICC and Cricket Australia, and I want to say that I'm very sorry. I love the game of cricket. and playing for my nation and my state, there is no greater pride to me. I am extremely disappointed and regret my actions.
You can't cry over platypus spilt milk, can you? You don't see the platypus crying?
Yeah. You don't. Which we get into a little bit later.
We got in fast. But
yeah, Cameron Bancroft there, upset as well that his career may be over. Don't know yet, but...
But it is a certain culture, and they've seen the problems of this sledging as well.
Yes.
And you saw what happened where the vice captain was going to go and punch another bloke out because he sledged his wife.
Oh, when they were in the tea time or whatever.
Yeah. So they should be getting rid of sledging as well, because that's not a very good example to show the up-and-coming players or the children how to play cricket or be a sportsman.
Well, that's it, Mick. It's pretty funny you would mention that, because this week, I believe it was Malcolm Turnbull was saying that the cricketers should not be sledging, and then on radio people were saying, well, politicians sledge each other all the time. Here's what you've said and what you've said. So how can you say that these other people shouldn't be saying
that? Yeah, the politicians shouldn't be allowed either.
No, they shouldn't be allowed to do a lot of things.
That's setting a bad example for the up-and-coming children.
Well, that's it, Mick. But the cricket saga is not over yet, because another person quit this week.
Yeah.
The captain quit. Or not really quit, but he pretty much forced his hand.
Yeah.
And the two other players.
Yeah, the vice-captain.
The vice-captain. But Darren Lehman, the coach of cricket.
Coach of the Australian side.
He's done too.
Thanks for joining me, everyone. I just want to let you know that this will be my last test as head coach of the Australian cricket team, as I'm stepping down. After seeing events in the media today with Steve Smith and Cameron Bancroft, the feeling is that Australian cricket needs to move forward, and this is the right thing to do.
Yes, that's right, Mick, and maybe we should move forward too much cricket, I think.
Oh, I'm going to cry. That gets sympathy for me, doesn't it?
Yes, that's a lot of sympathy. Maybe you need to do some ball tempering in cricket, Mick.
Oh, I could say something else.
No. All right, moving on. We'll chat about, I guess we should talk about the football, Mick. Football's been a big...
Manly just got caught out cheating again.
Now, you said this, but
they
didn't hear this week.
Yeah.
What happened?
They got caught using, going over the limit.
The salary cap?
Salary cap, yeah. And they've been doing it for 5 years.
Oh, really?
They said, and they investigated it. Manly still saying, no, we weren't doing anything.
Yep.
But they got caught bringing in outside sponsors in to pay for the...
Oh, like third party.
Third party.
Right. Well, they mainly have lodged an appeal, so we'll have to wait and see what happens there. But that's right, because the NRL imposed a $750,000 fine.
Mm.
And so we'll have to wait and see what happens.
And a capping on the...
Oh, sorry, yes, and the capping was $660,000.
Yeah.
Which is the salary cap restrictions.
Yeah, and what gets me is the Bulldogs got caught doing the same thing, so did Parramatta, and they lost points on their competition. So
Melbourne lost the whole thing. Yeah. A whole season points. Yeah. That happens, but it shouldn't be happening at all.
No. See, that's what happens when you play professional sports.
Why is that, though? Why do you think things like this happen? Too much money?
Money and sponsorship, and the sponsorship are advertising, and advertising revenues is why they're doing things like that. Mm-hmm. When I played rugby union for the Harlequins,
yes.
we didn't get paid for anything.
Right, okay. Well, that's a shame. Why wouldn't you get paid for anything?
Didn't even fix... If you got sick, if you got injured, you didn't even get free medical.
Oh, that's not nice.
No.
What's the point of that, then?
Mm.
About sticking... With sports, obviously, we had the Good Friday matches yesterday, Mick.
Yeah,
we had the Rabbitohs and...
Canterbury.
How'd that go?
No, it was very close, and the Canterbury bloke went to kick a goal, and it was the worst goal ever. He went under the bar instead of over the bar. It was straight in front of it.
He went under it?
Yeah, it was straight in front of it.
Is that during the conversion kick?
Conversion kick, yeah.
That must have been really embarrassing for him.
I'll tell you, the best kick I've seen was in the Aussie Rules. By Sydney Swans, where a bloke does a kick over the back and he scores a goal. He scores...
Over the back of his head?
Yeah, that's the best goal.
Like he's playing soccer?
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty impressive, actually.
Yeah.
I like seeing the kicks from like afar, which are really, really good. But yes, that's right. We had the Bulldogs and Rabbitohs last night, right?
Yesterday afternoon.
Yesterday, sorry. That was a good Friday match.
And there was another...
Rabbitohs 20, Bulldogs 16.
Yeah, there was another one with some other...
Cronulla, are you talking about the Cronulla one?
It might have been Cronulla.
Cronulla and Melbourne?
Cronulla and Melbourne.
Or are you talking about Cowboys and Panthers?
I was talking about both of them, all of them.
Okay, well, Panthers beat Cowboys 33-14.
Mm-hmm.
And the Sharks beat the Storms 14-4.
Mm.
Today we've got a bunch of matches as well.
Okay, was that a sign, all the Storms up in Queensland? Was that was that the sign from the gods saying they're going to lose?
But we do have two games today. We've got the Rabbitohs and Warriors.
No, you haven't got the Rabbitohs and Warriors.
Oh, sorry, Roosters and Warriors. Yep. Rabbitohs already won against Bulldogs. Mm. And,
are you a Rabbitohs supporter?
No, I don't watch NRL.
There was a slight hint.
I'm a Broncos supporter, actually. When I used to follow rugby league. But speaking of rugby league, though, Mick, people are not happy as the women's NRL finally got their teams.
It's a joke.
Are you happy, Mick?
It's a bloody
joke.
So
many teams to choose from.
Yeah, you got four teams. That can't make a comp.
Well, Mick, the four teams you get to choose out of for the women's NRL, Brisbane Broncos, the Illawarra Dragons, Sydney Roosters, and New Zealand Warriors.
And the one who's done the most for it, Cronulla, didn't even get a look in. And they said they can come and try next year.
Well, the Rabbitohs didn't get in there either.
No, but...
Panthers, no, Parramatta.
But you don't want a four-team competition. It's not a comp. It's just playing as a display. All it is a demonstration.
Well, to me, it seems like this is like the AFLX. Yeah. Where it was just a couple of teams and they did a round robin versing each other.
Yeah, but it was just in demonstration to get the people to back them next year.
That's it.
And the most important thing, Cronulla had the world championships for the women's teams in rugby league. They sponsored it and they did everything to get them to go and do it. And then they put their name in for a team and they don't get it. They were the ones who did the most work.
Mm.
That's wrong.
Well, that's it, Mick. We'll have to wait and see what happens with that. But to cricket? No, not to cricket. We talked enough about
that. That's out. That's all out.
Sorry, I'm all out. I meant tennis. We'll go to tennis.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Tennis this week. A lot's happening. We'll be talking about it in TV news about how Channel 9 bought the Australian Open rights, which we just spoiled. But as far as tennis goes, there was a bit of trouble with Kokkinakis and Verdasco this week. Mm.
Was distracted by someone talking behind him who just happened to be Kokkinakis' dad.
It's turning ugly here in Miami.
That was someone else.
I didn't mean to disrespect you. I was talking to him.
He wasn't disrespecting
you. I'm not talking to you.
It's my dad. Huh? It's my dad, so it's affecting me.
No, it's not your dad. He's the guy on the left. He's not your dad. He's the one on the left with the hat. Sorry.
Which hat?
He's the guy with the glasses.
That's my dad.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I thought it was your dog.
Doesn't really matter who it is, though, does it? It's clearly disturbing Verdasco.
Yes, me. Verdasco thought it was his Kokkinakis' coach, not his dad.
How embarrassing. Your dad. It's like doing dad jokes and making everyone angry.
What are wrong with the fathers at tennis? Or the parents in general, I guess.
Yeah.
They get heated more than the players, right?
Yeah. You see it in football, you see it in most of the sports.
Mm. Well, that's true.
But, you get the bad parent syndrome.
Bad parent syndrome. Mm. Is that really a syndrome?
Yeah. Especially in, like, football, where you get the young kids playing and the parents are going, "Kill the mongrel!" There's been incidences where they come off and punch the ref in the head.
There's an expectations guideline that they need to follow where they should be setting a good example for the parents.
Yeah.
Not sledging them and screaming. And
yeah.
I understand motivation and being happy for your kid because my mum used to do it when I used to play sport, you know.
Mm.
But there's got to be some kind of line.
It's encouragement, but these parents are living their lives for their children.
Vicariously through their children, right? So it makes sense that would happen. Which they shouldn't. They might need to calm down. I guess because they can't do it, as you said, they're living through their child. You, so
you're lucky. I never had any parents who used to come and watch their sport, play sport.
Yeah, that's sad.
They're always working.
Well, no, on the weekend, obviously you don't.
No, work on the weekend, my old man was doing two jobs. He did two jobs for 34 years to pay for all us, to raise us, and all
that's
that.
It. Some people sacrifice, and some people don't, I guess. But moving on to the NBL. It's a little bit of a weird NBL, mate, because Melbourne United have won already 3 out of the 5 games. And then, obviously, the Sixers won 2 of them.
Yeah.
So we've got 1 left.
So 6 in the tournament, 6 games in the tournament.
Wait, maybe I'm reading this wrong. Actually, no. Sorry, they've won 2 each.
Oh, right.
And they've got... That makes me believe that it might be...
Rigged.
Set up. Yeah, rigged. Because it's kind of like, same with the State of Origin, right? One team wins to sell tickets, obviously.
But it depends on where you're playing. Is it's much harder to win a sport at away than at your home ground. It's usually because you've got more supporters at your home ground.
Mm. Yeah, that's true. That makes sense. But the grand final, the last one, is tonight at 6 p.m. Mick. We got the Melbourne United, which sounds like a football team, to be honest.
It's a soccer team, yeah.
And the Adelaide 36ers, so we're going to have to see tonight what happens. Yes. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, it sounds very much like Manchester United, you know, the soccer team.
Or Melbourne Victory or something.
Yeah.
But, all right, just quick AFL, no Sydney games until tonight.
That's
Greater Western and Carlton.
Yeah, and there's also, isn't it?
Oh, sorry, Greater Western and...
Swans?
Oh, sorry, Swans are playing tomorrow.
Yep.
Against Fremantle, I think.
Or Coke. I mean...
West Coast, I think.
I'm West Coke Eagles.
I can't tell these logos, to be honest, because they just show the logos and not the names of the teams anymore. Yeah. Sorry, Sydney are playing Port Adelaide Power. Port Adelaide. And GWS are playing Collingwood. So there we go. It's confusing. I got to brush up on my signs.
When does the... Ice Dogs start playing?
Not till later in the year.
It's coming on the winter.
No. Oh, yeah. Kind of. Well, then soon.
Yeah.
That makes sense, actually. Yeah.
The Ice Dogs are an ice hockey team.
That's right. The Australian International Ice Hockey... Or the Australian... Yeah, Australian Ice Hockey League, which I enjoy. I didn't go to a game last season, though, to be honest, because they moved the location of where it used to be. Now it's in North Sydney.
They moved it from the Catholic Club.
Yeah. I'm not willing to... To be honest, and I'm not willing to travel to North Sydney to watch a hockey game. No way. But the season kicks off 21st of April, Mick, so 1 month's time.
Oh, well, it's not very far away.
No, it's not.
It's only about 3 or 4 weeks away.
That's right. But, however...
3 weeks.
They're still going to be in North Sydney, because as far as I can see, no local game in Liverpool, unfortunately. Oh, well.
That's what you call rough from the dogs, rough.
It's rough times. I'm disappointed about that, to be honest. I don't understand why they had to do that, but I kind of do, obviously, because they're probably pulling a bigger crowd. And
okay. So we're talking about animals. Why is a frog like a Spitfire airplane?
Don't know.
Because without the rivets, there'd be nothing.
Without the rivets. That's terrible.
Rivet.
Very funny, Mick. Very funny. Now, before we finish sport, we've got the Commonwealth Games starting next week on the Gold Coast.
Yeah.
You excited, Mick?
No.
Why not?
I think it's just a waste of bloody money.
You're not excited to watch all these athletes?
I can't stand watching sport.
You're not excited about diving or swimming or cycling?
No. I'd rather be doing it instead of watching it.
That's right. You've said that many times. To be honest, looking at the list of what they got, not really interested in any of it.
No.
Maybe basketball.
But they're very worried about the weather up there, because this week... It's going to be a few storms, and there's an ex-cyclone petering out, so it starts on Wednesday, doesn't it? And when the stadiums are open.
Yeah, sorry, it starts next Wednesday, yes.
Yeah.
Which is the opening ceremony, but I don't know when they start open. Yeah, other than that, that's it for sport. That's it, big sport. Welcome back to the program. It is time for Mad Mick again. Mick, what do you got this time?
How stats can lie and turn lies into truths.
Yeah, it's like the Australian Bureau of Statistics, or you've got
yeah.
New South Wales Mining.
Mining, yeah.
Which the you're talking about in this case. Yeah. All right.
Of all the land in New South Wales, 78% is used for agriculture, 8% is set aside as national parks and other protected areas, 1.8% is used for homes, buildings and infrastructure, while mining uses less than 0.1% and supports tens of thousands of jobs right across the state. For more facts...
Yes, Mick, those are your facts there.
Yeah, the facts, right. 1 point something for housing.
Yeah.
That's, you know, most of that land is the best farming land in Australia, where the rest of the farming land, up 78% or whatever they class,
yes.
is very poor or sub...
What do they class as poor, though? Like, how do they determine that?
It's how many, for example, how much stock you can run on per acre.
Oh, like for farming and reproducing and things like that.
How much money you can return from per acre.
That makes sense. Yeah. Okay.
And the mining has a small amount, but the small amount is very, very critical. Of course, they are containing our water catchment areas and our artesian water.
Yep.
And all it takes is one little stupid thing, and it's all gone.
What could that be, though? Something that would impact it that much?
Impact, yeah, like up in Lithgow, there's a coal mine which is being closed down. That's leaking water out of the artesian stuff. Oh. And, you know, that water's going into Sydney drinking water and Lithgow's drinking water.
Mm.
And it's containing heavy metals and all these other poisons.
Oh,
so,
bad.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, facts can tell lies, and that's one of the facts it is.
Well, the majority of facts are skewed, right, to what they want to tell you.
It's where you take the fact from.
Yeah, I guess so.
It's, well, part of it.
That's why I don't believe these facts where they go, we surveyed like 1,000 people, and then they say, well, the majority care about this and that, which
yeah,
they
but,
don't.
But you have to ask who was doing the surveying.
Well, that's it. Yeah, what interest do they have in it?
Yeah, what bias is in it?
Yeah, that's it. There usually is.
Yeah,
like the mining one, obviously, they're
going
to say that. It's good for the
And the other one is, it's like the Americans. Now they wanted to change, stop the young ones want to stop certain guns being sold,
that's
leaked armaments.
The March for Our Lives that they had last week.
Yeah. And the NRA or whatever, the
NRA,
gun lobby,
yep,
saying,
yep.
Oh, they're taking away our liberty to bear arms. No, what they're doing is saying, you can bear arms, but you have to be a certain age.
Yes. Over 21, they believe.
Yeah, over 21.
Which is true.
Yeah. Or you have to have, you can't buy this certain, no one else can buy it. So
yeah,
this is only for the military. And then they... And in their constitution, it's also to seek happiness as a pursuit. And these other people wanted to pursue happiness, but these other ones want guns to shoot them all.
Well, that's it. I can't see any reason. Well, the thing is, Mick, I can't see any reason as to why a normal citizen would want a gun.
Machine gun?
Yeah.
Unless they're a crim.
Well, that's it, and most of them are, clearly, because of what's happened and what's probably going to happen in the future, but there should be some limitations.
Yeah.
Maybe, yeah. Well, I heard they don't do worldwide background checks anyway. It's only per state.
No, it's... No,
so that's easy to get away of.
No, they're going to try... They want to see if they can get people who have got psychological problems not being allowed.
Well, they shouldn't.
People underage.
It should be 21.
And it's going to be... America-wide, not thing. Well, I hope they get their act together and do it right.
Well, that's it. That's what I was just saying, right? Because they've got to check each county now rather than just the county they're in.
Yeah, not only the county. All it is just like what they do here.
Yeah,
they do a background check. All they have to do is go to CIA or FBI or...
And put that person's name in and it brings up their history,
pops
right?
Them up, yeah.
Driving record and fines.
Yeah.
Yeah, which I don't think many people have fines these days, but, you know. Is that all you want to talk about on that, Mick?
That's done. Finished.
Many more to come.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the program. It is time for the Wild West, Mick.
Yeah, Glad's has changed her mind.
Yes, the big news if you weren't talking about cricket or anything else going on, or Russian diplomats getting tossed out of every country in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Gladys and the New South Wales government have backflipped on the stadium pull down and restructure.
Yeah.
Now they're just going to restructure what they need to restructure, which is what they probably should have done.
Which it's not even as stupid. It should be left the way it is, because that's the way it was built. And as you've seen all through Europe, everything's historical, and they keep it.
It is pretty funny.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's right. Well, they can't really just do something like that, I guess, but it makes
sense. It's our culture.
Yeah, it is our culture. That's right. And Gladys was on Sydney Live with Ben Fordham this week talking about the backflip, and but they listen to the community and they give back to the community. And some people had your sentiment too, Mick.
Spiro Jicklin, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ben. How are you?
Good. It's not your official title, the boss, is it? It's the Premier.
Oh, I can live with that. That's
you don't mind it. You're not going to argue with it.
I'm not going to argue with it, though.
I've said for some time you're a very good listener. Now, some people seem to take that as a criticism when politicians change their mind and when they adjust their policy, but I've always thought it's a strength when politicians listen. Is this a case of listening to the people of New South Wales?
Well, Ben, it's a combination of two things. Definitely one of them is listening, and the other one is doing our homework. Even though this data issue has been kicking around the state for the last 3 or 4 years, we'd never actually had business cases to be able to confirm our position on these issues. So I was really pleased that Cabinet was able to consider independent assessment of how much all the options would cost, and then we were able to go out and confirm our policy. And that for me was really important, because doing your homework and listening to the community, I think, are critical in any major decision. And as you would appreciate, as your listeners do, these are complex issues. Yes, we're talking about sporting infrastructure, and yes...
And Gladys there on Sydney Live with Ben Fordham, Mick talking about how the government listens to the people. After a lot of research. You don't believe them?
A lot of this stuff wasn't even costed. Not costed from Gardening Australia, not costed. So they were making decisions on doing things, and they didn't know the true cost of the what's going to happen. How much is it going to cost us, the taxpayers? Which is not very smart. They've done it on the new expressway, which they are building.
Yeah.
And they've done a lot of things like that.
Well, they do it on a lot. It's good to see that they're not going to knock them down and do it all again and waste time and money. And
It was wasting money, because how many times do they get people coming into that stadium? They don't get it every day.
No.
But you get more people every day in hospitals.
Yeah.
You get people every day on 5 days a week for schools.
Mm.
You get people catching public transport 7 days a week.
Well, that makes sense.
Mm.
I think even if they do redevelop it and make it better, it still won't pull in a lot of traffic.
No.
It's just a waste of money, right?
Yeah. It's just to say to the public, look what we gave you during our time in being in government. This, and this.
Yeah.
And so people will vote for them. That's all it is.
Yeah. Well, that's right.
They gave us high, expensive power, electricity. Yeah. They gave us high, expensive gas. They've given us high public transport costs. This is what they've given us through the whole time since they've been there.
Well, hopefully they don't. I don't think they're going to learn from their mistake, but hopefully they do.
No, greed is their mistake, and greed you don't learn from the mistakes.
Well, that's it, you don't. Now, a little bit closer to home though, Mick. Labor MP Greg Warren has asked the New South Wales government to release their plan for the local water infrastructure in the MacArthur region, because they want to know what is happening. Is our water safe? Do we need to put more pipes in? What do we need to do to make sure that we have long-term water secure?
I think because the new all these new developments, that is the most essential thing you should be doing first place.
Because in the development proposal of the area, water was not mentioned.
No. What about sewage?
Or sewage, that's
it. What about garbage disposal? Mm. Remember, Dollar Dump Dumpster was trying to get past a burning rubbish at Eastern Creek.
Yeah.
And it's been knocked on the head, but what they should be doing, if they want to do something like that, is a big dump at Eastern Creek. They should be tapping off the methane, which is coming up.
Hmm. Well, that makes sense. But I guess we're going to have to wait and see until, well, I guess they either release their plans or they tell us what's going on.
Well, they tell us lies, one or two.
You think they'll tell us lies, Mick? Which is kind of sad, because they shouldn't be telling lies when it comes to things like this. They should be telling us... Well, I guess they don't have to tell us everything, but maybe things that we need to know.
I'll tell you a good example.
Yeah.
Where the Aborigines out at around Appin weren't allowed to build things because it was mining subsidence. So what happens out there? All these new developments get out there and these houses are starting to subside in the ground.
Yeah.
No? And you could see it even before they were building out there, Andy, some of the houses and other infrastructure was falling down because of the mining.
Hmm. Well, that makes it. Does that impact it a lot, though?
No, it's impacted a lot. And people have lost big money because their houses have sunk because of mining subsidence. Mm. And then it costs them money, it costs the taxpayers if they're going to fix it up, because the mining people have to, Department of Mining will have to fix it up for them.
Yep.
Because they allowed them to build there.
Mm. Well, that makes sense, yeah. Now, closer to home as well, there's just a warning going out at the moment that if you are going to go fishing during this Easter long weekend, be careful of mosquitoes.
Oh.
Because there are a lot of them, and they obviously have diseases. And
you've got Ross River fever, dengue fever, malaria, all many types.
Well, that's it. It's just a general public health, statement saying be careful when you're fishing. Have your, your bug spray, whatever you need, or also your sunscreen if it might get hot, right? Because it's going to be nearly 40 degrees, I think, tomorrow.
When you go fly fishing, I've never seen a person who goes fly fishing catch a fly on his hook.
I love it.
I wonder how they bait it.
No, that's because they've got flies on their hook, don't they?
No, they're going fly fishing. That means they're going after flies to river fishing.
No.
It's like rock fishing. How many people catch rocks when they go rock fishing? I haven't seen that either. But they do catch stonefish.
And why would you want to catch a rock? You're not going to eat it.
Well, they do catch stonefish, so they must get stoned.
Well, that's...
So if you get a rock fishing, you must get rocked.
You get your rocks off.
Yeah.
All right. A little bit of serious note, though. Double demerits are in effect this Easter long weekend, so make sure when you're driving, Mick on your motorbike.
Yep. I don't speed. I don't play from mobile phone because I haven't got a mobile phone.
You don't? Do you listen to the radio on your bike?
I haven't got a radio on my bike.
Why not? You should get a radio for you.
All I do is just... It's like...
What are you doing when you're driving, then?
Riding a motorbike is like doing meditation, because you're focused in on one point, you need a little structure, and all you see is that what you see, and it's like meditation. So remember, people, if you ask what's so good about riding motorcycles, it's a form of meditation.
And it gives you like this sense of relief, right, because it's just you in the open road, relaxing, which you must really enjoy.
Or sometimes you get traffic, and it gets a bit hectic.
Are you one of those people that just, swerve through the traffic, or are you actually in line properly? Mick, I hate those.
No, because it's legal now. It's called filtering.
And they're allowed to do
filtering,
it?
Yeah. You're not allowed to go over 34 k's an hour, and you're not allowed to,
during stopped traffic?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
Because you take up more room if you're not filtering. Where you can have two or three bikes side by side with the cars.
Yeah.
And that is extra room where the cars can move up closer to the traffic lights.
Oh, that makes sense.
And if someone loses it and runs up the back of a bike, it hurts.
Of course it would.
I've been hit by a car running up the back of my bike.
I imagine that would be crazy. But anyway, that's it for the Wild West, Mick.
Oh. Yahoo, boys.
Welcome back to the program. It is time for television, Mick. A lot has been happening in the world of television.
What has been happening in the television?
Well, Mick, as we mentioned in sport, the Commonwealth Games starts on Wednesday.
Yuck.
Yeah, I know. Well, you don't have to watch it, Mick, because it's going to be on Network 7 and 7.2 and 7.8. So if you don't want to watch those channels, you don't have to. But it'll be 11 days from the 4th of April to the 15th, where Bruce McAvaney will be there. You've got Joanna Griggs, Mel McLaughlin, and, a bunch of the 7 sport reporters. And I'm sure it'll be all over 7 News and whatnot. Sticking with sport, though, 9, they bought the rights for the Australian Open from 2020, for 4 years, though. So it might go back to 7 after that.
I think the Australian Open used to also be, before it moved down to Melbourne, used to be at White City in Sydney.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was up near King's Cross, White City, but they've
Oh, wow. Now it's at Rod Laver Arena in Melbourne Park, I believe it is. So that's interesting. Cost them $300 million, though. That's kind of cheap, actually, compared to what people were asking for cricket, and we saw how that went.
Yeah.
But,
hell no.
We talked enough about cricket and sport, so we're not going to get to that. Sticking with sport, though, Labor, they want SBS to be exempt from gambling ads.
They should be. There shouldn't be any gambling ads on any TV.
No, there should not be. Same as radio and just like anywhere, it's billboards like, or...
They don't have ads for smoking.
No, they, Big Tobacco they lost that.
They should have no ads for drinking, alcohol,
yeah.
And there should be no gambling because they are the three things which wipe out a lot of money from the poor or people who are addicted.
And cause depression and things. And yeah, definitely.
Cause crime.
Well, yeah, it causes a lot of problems. But speaking of a lot of problems, though, Sunrise, they were in a bit of trouble a couple of weeks ago when they did their Indigenous panel and they didn't have any Indigenous people on there. Do you remember that, Mick?
I didn't see it.
Yeah, I didn't see it either.
But I thought it was a Koshy put in the foot. I thought it would have
foot
been
in his
coffee,
mouth.
Foot in the mouth.
No, coffee. It wasn't. It was actually Samantha Armitage and a couple of other presenters. However, the Australian Communications and Media Authority are going to look into it.
What's Koshy doing? Yeah, it should have been his idea because he's always sticking his foot in his mouth.
Clearly, Koshy knew that was a bad segment and he didn't want anything to do with it. So he stayed away from it. Speaking of not staying away, though, Tracy Grimshaw, she's going to be doing more interviews on A Current Affair coming up in 2018.
Oh, yeah.
After her successful one recently. I guess people really enjoyed her one with Don Burkright and whatever other ones she did, which they thought, let's bring her back, do more interviews. Because that was a good interview.
I didn't even know she was taken away.
Yeah, I didn't even know either. It's news to me, Mick.
Yeah, it's news to me.
That's why it's TV news, I guess. Yeah. Sticking with news, though, a couple of tidbits. We got The Gruen coming back and The Weekly. They'll be back on May the 2nd.
Oh, it's excellent, they are.
Following each other. Gruen will be on at 8:30, and The Weekly is going to be a little bit later at 9:10.
I do like Hard Quiz.
I did watch that this week. It was very funny.
And the bloke who won, his partner won the last one and won another one.
Well, didn't the guy, and they had the famous tennis player there as well in the crowd. Did you see that?
No.
One of the contestants on it was married to a tennis player.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, she was in the crowd. What was it? It wasn't Gavrilova. It was some Australian one. Can't remember. I wish I could recall her name. But Q&A are now looking for normal human beings to be on the show.
Oh, good.
Rather than
the
you
elite.
Know, all the, yeah, politicians. Well, they'll still be on there. I think it's just going to be one person a week.
Well, two people, they think.
You reckon?
Yeah, they're looking for two.
Okay, well, that works even better then.
Because it works out that the higher echelons of the society is also allowing the lower echelons have a say, talk.
But how much of a say will they get, though? That's the thing.
That sounds like a question to me, or we put it on the...
Is that a comment?
Yeah, it's a comment.
All right. We'll see what happens when it comes up soon, I believe. Now, Vodafone are the next company to jump into the streaming device sector, Mick. We've got too many. Now we're just getting more.
It's everyone doing it, isn't it? All media.
Well, that's it, because traditional media is slowly going away. And
it's like all TVs and all radio should do it.
Yeah.
And papers will do it.
Papers kind of do it already, right?
Mm.
They do it with their online subscriptions and whatnot. Speaking of online subscriptions, though, Netflix, they got the rights to the Monty Python catalogue. You a fan of Monty Python?
Yeah.
Yeah, they really... Well, Mickey, you can turn on your Netflix and...
I don't watch Netflix.
I know, but it's...
I don't even watch Stan.
Really?
No. Nah.
I don't watch Stan either, but...
Well, I'd like to see more...
Australian content?
Cheech and Chong.
Cheech and Chong's very funny.
Yeah.
Up in Smoke, hilarious movie.
But if you watch one of the TV shows on one of the TV thing, they got Cheech as being a straight guy in a detective show.
Yes, that's right. He does... It's so funny when you see characters that you're so used to, right?
Yeah.
Playing actual proper roles.
He was against the cops before, now he is a cop.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, he's on a... He's done quite a lot, actually, Cheech Marin. Yeah. He was even in Grey's Anatomy and Lost and...
He did The Boy from Hell, that was made in Australia.
Not really?
Yeah.
Well, was that a movie?
Yeah, Australian movie.
Oh, no, I haven't heard that before. Oh, okay, wow. Well, there you go. let's see. Shane Jacobson is going to be hosting The Real Full Monty. I think we talked about that last week, that was coming. Real Full Monty. It was something like that. And I got confused where I thought it was the something else.
There is a movie called The Full Monty.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of.
But. So is he going to do the strip, is he?
No, but... well, the thing is, it is based on the UK format where they do get eight celebrities to strip for charity.
Yeah.
So I don't know if he's going to be stripping, but Todd McKenney might be on it as well. So that should be interesting. Also, Rally Australia, it's going to be on the 7.
Rally
Australia. You watch Rally? You like car racing?
I used to like watching car racing until I went go-kart racing.
And that's better, right?
No, then I just lost interest in radar racing.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense. Other than that, that's pretty much it for television, Mick. Mm. What have you been watching, I guess, we can get into?
I watched The Man from U.N.C.L.E.
That's right. That's a great movie, by the way. Mm. Yeah, starring Russell Crowe and Ryan...
Russell Crowe wasn't in it.
The Man from U.N.C.L.E.?
Yeah, he wasn't in it.
Yes, he was.
No, he wasn't.
Are you sure you watched The Man from U.N.C.L.E.?
Yeah, it was The Man from U.N.C.L.E.
I was thinking of, what's it called now? See, now I'm confused.
Gladiator.
No, he was in, The Nice Guys. That's kind of a detective one as well. No, oh yes, your one was, Armie Hammer and, I can't remember the other guy's name.
The Russian had blue eyes.
Yeah, that's right. The Man from U.N.C.L.E., that's right, yeah. Armie Hammer and, I can't remember the other guy, who was it?
There was another two.
Oh, Henry Cavill, that's it. Yeah.
It was another.
Superman.
There was another TV show called The Woman from Auntie as well.
Oh, really? How was that?
That was a long time ago. It was when The Man from U.N.C.L.E. came out as a spin-off, and it was just like a spin-off of Man from U.N.C.L.E. was...
Right.
Get Smart, comedy.
That's it. But, did you like the movie?
Yeah, it was all right.
Yeah, it's a good movie. I liked it. It makes me want to be a spy. Not with the poisoning and all that stuff. But, either way.
But there's a few good movies coming out next month.
Is there? Well, we can talk about it now, I guess. We can talk about it now so we don't have to do a separate segment of movies. It kind of depends what type of movies you're into, Mick. There's quite a lot coming up, I believe.
Science fiction or action ones?
Well, there's Ready Player One.
That's science fiction, isn't it?
Yep. Pacific Rim, the new one, Uprising.
Yep.
I enjoyed the first Pacific Rim. It wasn't too bad.
But what's that about?
Oh, it's like big monsters and they're...
I thought it might have been Transformers again.
It's kind of like that. It's a little bit like that, to be honest. But, other than that, I don't know what else looks good, to be honest.
I've seen some of those Transformers movies and I can't make head or tail of what's going on.
No, they're a bit silly, don't you think?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not really a fan, but we'll see what happens when they come out. I would like to see Pacific Rim, probably.
Mm.
I did enjoy the first one. And The Avengers, of course, is coming in April. That's going to be the big one. Are you going to watch The Avengers?
Don't know.
All right. Welcome back to the program. You're here with Mick and Steve. Mick, another topic for you to cover this week.
Yeah, dairy farmers.
Yes.
They're going to start up milking a new animal, I reckon.
Okay. Platypuses. Platypi? Anyway, let's not go there. Have long fascinated scientists. Why?
Now, Mick, why have they long fascinated scientists? Oh, that was Orange Rag, Patricia.
Yeah, that's because they're a rarity in the world. You don't get egg-laying marsupials.
Mm.
The only places you get them is generally in Australia.
Well, that's it, because they got a lot of things that make them great, right?
Yeah.
They got venom,
They got milk.
They got milk, that's right.
They look like a duck from the bill, from their mouth.
Oh, well, that's it.
And they use...
Duck-billed platypus, right? Yeah. Like, that's where it comes from.
Yeah. But also, their bill is an electronic device where they swim in the dirt with their eyes closed in the muddy water, and they can pick up life forms just like the sharks do on their skins.
Oh, wow.
They use their duck bill, so they get to feed on the worms and the crayfish and what other crustaceans they can eat.
Pretty incredible, just for such a small animal, right?
Yeah, they're not very big.
No.
When you see them, they're only about 300 mils long.
Yeah, they're not big at all.
No.
Something so small has a lot going for it, Mick.
Yeah.
And
they might find the same, talking about the spiny echidna.
Mm.
They might have the same protein in their milk as well.
Well, that's it. We'll let our own drive.
Mm.
How on earth might they be able to help with antibiotic superbugs, though? I mean, what's so special about platypus milk?
So platypus, unlike the rest of us, don't have teats or nipples to make their milk. So like hen's teeth, platypus nipples are pretty rare. Instead, they sort of leach milk onto their skin. So scientists at CSIRO think that might be one of the reasons why they have these really unique proteins in their milk that could help us fight superbugs. It's really because the milk is exposed to the environment when the babies consume it. So they really need to...
Now, Mick, how can the environment impact on the protein in their milk?
Because it's dirty and a lot of bacteria on it, mm-hmm. the protein keeps the kills the viruses and what's on their belly. So when the baby gets the milk, it doesn't get put back. They don't get sick and die. We might have, instead of having cowboys, we'll have platypus boys riding their little seahorses or whatever, rounding them up, going, yahoo! Can you imagine that?
No, that would be amazing. But this research, Mick, is quite incredible, because if platypus's milk can help medical science,
yeah,
then isn't that going to be good for the future?
Yeah, it's good for the future.
Bad for them, though, because what happens if they...
No, what they do is synthesize a protein.
Oh, so they're not going to harm the platypus.
No, they just...
Oh, good.
So what also will help them is it might increase the platypus, amount of platypuses surviving all around here, because a lot of their habitat's been destroyed.
Right.
And when you can find something useful, man normally builds it up and exploits it.
Well, that's it. They're going to exploit this for sure, yeah. Mick. No doubt.
Yeah.
Which isn't a bad thing either, because if it can help later on in life, then it's not that bad.
So do you want to be a platypus boy instead of a cowboy or a jackaroo?
I'd prefer to be a cowboy.
I'd rather be a jackaroo.
Really?
Yeah, a jackaroo does everything. A cowboy comes from America. A jackaroo comes from Australia. Maybe. You have a look at South America?
I've never heard of a jackaroo.
Yeah, jackaroo.
Besides that snack.
No. Jackaroo. Or Jillaroos.
Jillaroos. It sounds like a football team or something.
Yeah, there's also a football team called the Jillaroos.
Oh, that's like the Wallabies, right? And no, it might be something else.
But. There's Wallabies and kangaroos.
Yeah,
and
that's it.
Meat pies and oven cars, mate.
All right. Is that it you want to cover on the platypus medicine?
Yes.
All right. And that has been the Wild West for another week, Mick. Big show this week. We covered so much.
Oh, I covered heaps, mate. And the cricket. Oh,
I never want to hear cricket again.
No.
No more ball tampering. We're done.
How's that?
Hopefully it's over.
It's out.
Speaking of us, so that's it for a podcast, because we're back on radio next week.
Yeah, but it's still a podcast.
It's still a podcast, but we're not recording two podcasts. We'll be live on air.
Yeah, and then you can take it off the podcast.
No, it'll still be on the podcast.
Hey.
You can download it or listen live if you want. We're going to be every Saturday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on 89.3 2GLF. You can find us at 893fm.com.au or we're still at saturdaynightlive.com.au. So you can listen as a podcast if you like, or wake up early and join us.
Instead of listening to Saturday Night Live, it's Saturday Morning Live.
Well, that's right. It'll be the Wild West, and you'll have music this time and ads.
Yeah.
And and whatnot, but it'll be me.
See, I've got big abs.
You got big abs? All right, we'll see you next week.